on the Light Up Downtown night. Cheryl Crowder from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership is in our studio this morning again. You like wearing the headphones, don't you?
I feel so professional.
Yeah.
Me
too. and I need all the help I can get. Okay, so let's start with the obvious. What's going to happen? When's it going to happen? And where is it all going to happen? And take your time, because I know there's a lot.
Okay. So next Thursday, December 7th, beginning at 5 p.m., it's a first Thursday, so that it goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., with things happening all over downtown. But particularly for Light Up, we do our community Christmas tree lighting at 6 p.m. at Cannon Commons. And between 5 and 6, we have all kinds of entertainment from local community members. Greg Rhodes is going to be with us. He's going to do some holiday tunes. The Muncie Community Schools Elementary School Choir is going to be there to sing. Harmony Players will also be entertaining us. Our MC will be Dale Basham. We couldn't do it without him. We've done it for so many years. Gotta have some Dale.
Will he be singing at all, too?
Well, that's yet to be seen, but I would.
Can I answer that for you? Can I answer that for you?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, for sure. And then the mayor will also join us along with President Mearns.
Will the mayor and or President Mearns sing?
That is also yet to be seen, but Dale's there, so there's a good possibility.
Okay, all right. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
Chancellor Jeff Scott will be there.
Oh, good.
Father Christmas is joining us. He'll be coming in on the fire truck just before 6 p.m.
You call him Father Christmas?
Yeah, not the fat guy.
Wait, what? Santa Claus?
Santa.
Is Santa Claus the same as Father Christmas?
I think so.
I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
I think it's
it just another reference to the fat guy?
Correct.
But you don't want to say the fat guy.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Because you don't want to be on the naughty
list.
I got it. He listens. He's listening on Alexa at the North Pole right now.
Right.
Okay, so Santa Claus is going to come in on a fire truck again.
Correct.
All right.
And then Rudolph will be there as well as Frosty the Snowman. Have the Christmas Vacation Christmas wagon that's coming downtown for some photo ops.
Where'd we get that? With the panel thing on the side and the whole,
the station wagon with
the station wagon.
Big tree on the top.
I didn't know. That's great.
Yes. So we will do all that at 6 p.m. The animated Christmas tree will come to life at Cannon Commons. And if you've not seen it before, it's synchronized to music. The lights flash with it. And that show will happen at the top of the hour at 6, 7, 8, and 9, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday between December 7th and the end of the month.
Top of hour, not the bottom.
Top of the hour. It's a 15-minute show. It's pretty good.
Okay.
We really love that.
I'm assuming we would also encourage people to shop at merchants and or stores in the downtown Muncie area.
Absolutely. Again, it is a first Thursday, so everybody keeps extended hours as kind of kickoff. Other than Shop Small Saturday, which was this last weekend, and we had just an amazing turnout downtown for people coming to support their small businesses. But yes, the businesses will all be open. There are a variety of gallery openings that will happen. There's stuff at Cornerstone. Gordy's is always a magical place to visit. And then the Holiday Makers Market, which is, we've in the past held it at the Open Door building.
Okay.
It's occupied this year, so we're going to be.
Occupied is good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
okay.
It's good. So we're going to be right across the street at a new venue called the Royalty Event Center.
Right.
It's situated between Lahoti's and the Harrod.
I know where that is.
Harmony Dance Studio is most recently in that space, but they bought a building and moved out, and now we have a new venue.
Okay.
So
is Moth Danner in charge of that again?
Moth is good. Doing that.
Does a great job putting that all together. And I know it's a lot of moving parts, too, so Moth, if you're listening, way to go. Thank you for the help with that and
Absolutely.
So many other things.
Always,
that you do.
Always so glad to work with her.
Yeah.
So all of that is happening. The little kitty train will be out, and the littles really enjoy that.
They kicked me off that last year. Was that supposed to happen?
You know, there is a weight. There's a weight limit.
I don't know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, that was dead air you just heard there. Dead air.
Santa was whispering in my ear.
I've never heard Emily laugh through the glass. There are three panes of glass, a huge wall, all kinds of what we call Sonex or Sonex, you know, the noise dampening thing. She is almost ready to fall off her chair in there. And then you are, too. My mom is listening.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I have a gland problem.
I'm never coming back.
Yes, you will. Because I got to get you back. Cheryl Crowder is in studio here. Talking about Light Up Downtown and First Thursday and all the fun that'll happen on that first Thursday in December. What did you forget to say?
There is one more thing. Yeah. We are doing a window decorating contest downtown. Ooh. So all of that will be live online by the 7th. We're still working on it right now. But any of the downtown businesses that want to participate, you'll be able to vote for your favorite. Ah. And it is a $500 micro grant to the business who wins. So while you're downtown, I mean, obviously, you're going to want to check out the Christmas lights and all of that. And while you do that, there's a scan code, and you can go online and vote for the one you want to win.
And last thing, generally speaking, a lot of our folks, listeners, may not know what Muncie Downtown Development Partnership is. What's the mission of the group and everything? Put that into words, if you could.
So we exist to be a conduit for businesses and other organizations, but we're there to create an environment for economic and cultural growth, basically.
Wow, well put. She wasn't reading that off a card. That was right out of her head. Good job. Anything we haven't touched on that you want people to know?
No, we wish everyone a really happy holiday season, and we hope to see you downtown next week.
All right, and for the rest of the Christmas season, for heaven's sake.
For sure.
Cheryl Crowder, are you indeed amped?
I'm amped.
We always give her a chance to say that.